Day, it's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Belito, where real music lives, where music legends play on. And it's not just great music, cool interviews as well, introducing you to some really trending brands and people. And one thing that is totally top of mind right now is the Life and Style Belito Trail Run and Walk, with just 3 sleeps to go this Saturday, the 17th of August. It is coming alive. It is lighting up New Salt Rock City. And if you haven't got your tickets yet, well, racepass.com is the place to scoop them up. And if you don't, there's a high likelihood that you'll be suffering from some severe FOMO this weekend, because all the cool people are going to be there. And our radio studio has been turned into a pickup point for all the goodie bags and t-shirts and just so much excitement and energy from the Belito crowd. And some awesome vendors coming from near and far to make sure that it is a hive of activity and that you are well catered for. And one of the hot operators, literally the hot operator on the day, is a pizza brand that has been making a name for itself at fantastic events around the KZN coastline. It's called The Firehouse. And a man who is, well, the daddy of the brand is in the house with us right now. Graham Bennett's back on the microphone. We've had a chat in the past, and I'm excited to be touching base before this weekend's hot event. Graham, welcome. Welcome to Radio Life and Style again, my friend. How are you doing? Well, hang on a second. You'll be a lot better if I put you on the right microphone. Try that again. How are you doing, Bru?
I'm good. Thanks for having me again.
There we go.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a foodie. I'm super excited to have your brand on the scene on the day. Firehouse has been a bit of a phenomenon. It's got like a loyal fan base, a following that continues to grow as you take the brand out and about to various venues. It's got a reputation for being this kind of mobile pizza operation. How did it all begin for you, and what do you think continues to drive the success of this fantastic local pizza-firing brand?
So, look, I think we've set in stone now. We've been going for 7 years. I started it very young, and I think, like, over time, you know, good things take time, but over time things have prospered and flowered, and yeah, we've branched into fully mobile now as well as the store. And I think we've really put ourselves in the ground for being the mobile pizza place that Durban has. You know, we're definitely the call to.
And you deliver as well. I mean, folks are never disappointed. You know, you somehow meet the needs, the hunger on the scene, and you're able to turn out fantastic, fresh, flame-cooked pizzas at a rapid rate. Your original brick-and-mortar location was where did you first set up?
So we were in the iconic Florida Road in Morningside in Durban. A solid 5 years there, and I think that's where we definitely made our mark in the scene. And and then we moved to Durban North, literally, which is down the road from our house, and that's been the blessing, you know, so you can be at work on time. And I think Durban North's also got a different clientele base, but definitely people that love to enjoy a decent, a real pizza.
And by real, you mean like, you know, proper,
like thin base. We got that little bit of like the puffy pockets in the base. No floppy pizzas here. and we do put pineapple on our pizzas, and we've just got like a diverse range of toppings. You know, they're not just standard pizzas that you'd find like a Regina and a Hawaiian. We've got our own names for our own pizzas and our own types of toppings, and I think that's what separates us from the rest, you know.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm a fan of a quality pizza, and there's nothing as heartwarming or tummy warming as a fresh out the oven, you know, still got that
the smoke coming out.
Exactly. And when did the move to the mobile pizza experiment start?
So I knew that we needed to become mobile since COVID. So we're obviously going 2.5 years before COVID. I knew from the moment COVID happened, I knew we needed to go someday mobile. And the thing was is that we didn't have these things that we now call Uni in existence yet. And that I was patiently waiting for them to drop in South Africa, and we actually ordered one before it even landed in South Africa.
So this is the Uni portable pizza oven that you're talking about.
This is the wonderful Uni portable pizza oven. We've got such a good relationship with them directly, and obviously Cook and Stores right here in Lifestyle Mall.
Yeah.
And yeah, we are brand ambassador for Uni. And yeah, that takes us to new levels. You know, we can do anything from 500 pizzas in a couple of hours or 50 pizzas in half an hour. Yeah. So.
And that's this is the thing. So having this kind of game-changing international brand that has now enabled you to bring your love and your skills when it comes to creating gorgeous pizzas and take it out into the world and transform a little space at a venue into your firehouse for a couple of hours, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I found. I said to myself when we were back on Florida, I said, we need to take this, like, not just on this road and force people to come to us, you know? So that's what's enabled us to do is to take our pizzas to the people, you know? And it's been a blessing just to meet a whole bunch of new people, you know? It's opened us up to so many new opportunities.
And you guys have really earned a reputation for running a super slick, really efficient operation. Clearly, you know what you're working with in terms of the tools, the Uni ovens. You've got your team really waxed when it comes to operating those things like a Formula One pit crew.
Conveyor belt of human beings.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, to get pizzas out that quick, you need to know what you're doing, I think. Obviously, experience. Mm. And I call it calculated risk, you know, like you're saying now, like, how did we get to that stage? It didn't just happen overnight. We've calculated, like, okay, we can do this many. We've turned down a lot of clients in the past just to make sure that our brand's secure, you know, and that we can deliver the ultimate best that we can.
But you've recently tackled some really big gigs. Where have you been in terms of recent highlights?
So I think the biggest one so far, even since the last time I saw you about 2 months ago, was, yeah, we did the Durban July,
sure.
Which is a first for us. We did the Hilton Arts Festival about 2 weeks ago. That was an amazing event for us because, again, it's the type of clientele that like a decent pizza, you know. So it matched the model. And then we also did here in Seton Estate in Belito, the ZA Festival. That was also a huge one for us. And then 2 weeks later was the Tequila Festival. That was quite a funny one. Pizza guys dressed in sombreros and Mexican
toppings.
But yeah, it was a really successful day for us.
That's brilliant, man. So this is a model that obviously you found. You've cracked the niche here. I mean, it's not something that anybody can just set up and succeed with. You've honed your team's skills over the course of many years, and you've settled on a winner here. It's not just about having great kit, but it's about having a passionate team with heart who really live the brand and who are so passionate about this thing that they take the pizza to you. And so this is exactly what's going to be happening this Saturday at the Life and Style Belito Trail Run and Walk at Salt Rock City. It is going to be hiring in more ways than one, and the firehouse guys are going to be cooking and getting those beautiful pizza pies flying out of their Uni ovens to tantalize your taste buds, to give you something to look forward to after the finish line.
Yeah,
or maybe before.
Definitely most people should come and see us off their walk and burn off those calories. But yeah, we're excited to be there, and we're looking forward to it. Yeah,
awesome, man. And Graham, your top pick right now, I mean, as you say, you obviously cater to the people that like the classics, but for those who are looking for something with a little bit of a unique firehouse twist, what topping would you be recommending?
Sure. So, look, we've got some, like, sneaky, secret, like, toppings. The one is called, it's called the red pepper pesto, which isn't really, like, an actual definition of a pesto, but it's just basically a red pepper sauce that's okay. Cooked down in the flame oven. And it seems we sell it like in little jars now, so it's quite addictive. People
must really
look forward to that. Yeah.
The red pepper pesto. That'll definitely put some pep in your step. And for those who want to follow the firehouse story, because, you know, as you say, it hasn't just happened overnight. It's been 7 years in the making up until now, and there's even more exciting stuff around the corner in the next chapter, which we'll definitely need to have a chat about once it all comes to fruition. But where can folks find you online? online, on the socials. Give us the handles.
Yeah, so on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, it's simply at the Firehouse Durban.
At the Firehouse Durban.
You'll find us on there, and you can keep up and join the community there and see all the other things that we do with the brand and with our pizzas. We do a lot of community work at least a couple times a year. Yeah, you can just follow the trend there.
That's a local foodie brand with heart, the Firehouse, for the love of pizza and bringing it to Bolito this Saturday at the Life and Style Bolito Trail Run and Walk. If you haven't got your tickets yet, racepass.com. That's the place to go. And just by grabbing yourself a ticket, you'll be entered into our awesome raffle with thousands of rands worth of prizes up for grabs. And, of course, all the best people, all the coolest cats from the KZN coastline going to be gathering, rubbing shoulders and enjoying a slice of pizza or Graham, my friend, thanks for bringing your Firehouse flavor to our town, and see you on Saturday, man.
Thanks so much, Mike. Thanks for having me once again.
Yay. Cheers, bud. Love it.
Thank you.
And after that firing interview, bringing you back with a little Earth, Wind & Fire.